Angry MGTOW here. Today we're going to be talking about Hobo Ale. And basically, Hobo Ale is a girl who lives in a van somewhere in San Diego. And I've been watching her videos for a little bit. And, you know, she's a pretty girl. She's a pretty girl. So we're going to be talking a little bit about her and how feminism has led to more and more young women like her choosing this path of being homeless. So let's go ahead and run the intro for you guys. Oh, and just let me know if you're hearing the sound, of course, from the videos, from the intro and from the and when she starts speaking. Okay, so let's go ahead and just jump right into the video and let's hear about her story of how she became a homeless woman. And this is not cool. This is really fucked up. But let's hear about this because I've been homeless. I've lived in my car and that shit's not fun. But let's look at this further and let's talk about afterwards or during while we're watching this if most women could actually pull this type of crap off.
So I graduated, I was completely lost, completely clueless. I knew that I wanted rent. Hi guys, I hope you are all doing wonderfully, and if this is the first video of mine that you are watching, hi, welcome. Quick disclaimer about this channel in its entirety, I 100% choose this lifestyle, and I use the term hobo as an abbreviation for the phrase homeward bound. So if you want to know more about the actual why I choose to live in vehicles or what homeward bound means to me, you can click on the video that's going to pop up on the screen. This is going to address more of the how. How did this all happen? How did it get started? Because I did not just wake up one day and decide, I think I'm going to live in a car. It's not how it really worked out, so I thought I would just take the time to let you guys know and share with you just really the events that kind of led up to it and how I ended up quite literally here. So I think this kind of all goes back to, you know, when you graduate high school and you have no idea what you want to do with your life. It starts pretty much there. So I graduated, I was completely lost, completely clueless. I knew that I wanted to be successful and there were a couple of goals within my lifespan that I wanted to accomplish, but as far as specifics, I had no idea. And
okay, so initially you can just figure out how this gets started, that she doesn't have much direction in life. Because if she had proper direction in life, she probably would have been headed towards college, or at least, at the very least, a trade, or some type of, a CN program, you know, becoming a nursing assistant, something. But no one's going to say, I want to live in a fucking car. So let's keep watching.
And I think that's something that we all kind of experience. And so I graduated and I went to community college, and it wasn't necessarily something that I wanted to do. It was definitely something I felt like I had to do. So I tried it. However, you know, after a while, I just realized that I hadn't found anything that really spoke to me or stuck out to me. I felt like it was just, I didn't like it. I didn't like school, so I decided that, you know, maybe in the future I'll finish, but as of right now, I want to kind of take a break. So fast forward, it's now 2012, and I want to get another car, one that's more reliable. So this is when I got a 2012 Mitsubishi Lancer, and oh my goodness, I fell in love with that car. It was amazing. So, and granted, this is not something that like my parents or anybody in my family got for me. It was something that I had been working towards for a while, and I got this car for myself. And granted, I did not pay for this car outright. Like, it was like a monthly payment kind of thing. I had just saved enough for a down payment. And so again, since I wasn't in school and I was just kind of working, I had fallen into kind of a routine. And it was very mundane and I was very comfortable. And don't get me wrong, I was really happy. I really enjoyed my life, you know, but I was looking for something more, a little more exciting, a little more adventurous.
This is the kind of shit that happens when you don't have proper direction in your life. We all see where this is headed. We see where it's headed with her ending up living in her car. And guys, Robert Hicks says, I don't think that that girl is really homeless. Yeah, bro, she's really homeless. There's some other video. She has some other videos up. She has some other videos up, man. She has some other videos up. She's really homeless. I've been following her for a while. She's really, really homeless, okay? Trust me that she's really homeless, okay? I know her area. She has videos where she's literally getting ready for bed. Guys, she's really homeless. Oh my God. She's really homeless.
I started brainstorming and was like, what can I do to, you know, kind of fix this problem that I feel like I'm having? And it just so...
You start brainstorming and what? It just so happens that you thought, hey, I'd like to be a homeless person and shit next to my car.
Happened that the restaurant that I was working at had another location in San Diego. So I simply just asked my manager, like, hey, if I wanted to, could I transfer my job over there? And he was like, yeah, for sure. Like, that wouldn't be a problem. And so at that, I was kind of like, cool. Okay. I'm gonna move to San Diego then. And I literally went home that day and told my mom, I was like, Mom, hey, I'm gonna move to California like by the end of the week. And she was just kind of like, what? No, you're not. You're crazy. Sure, sure. Whatever. And sure enough, by the end of the week, I had packed up my car and I was, you know, saying bye to her. And she was just like, you weren't kidding. I can't believe you're really doing this. And I mean, she was super supportive, you know, she's.
Guys, do you see what I'm talking about right now? Did I not call this shit? No proper father figure in her life. She has no proper father figure in her life. No woman in their right mind would do this shit. No, very few men in their right minds would do this. Let me explain how a man works. If a man is going to live out of his car, first off, he's going to get himself a Jeep, or he's going to get himself something decent that's going to allow him to, you know, at least live in his car comfortably. Another thing is that if a guy is going to do it, it's not going to be for the rest of his life. He's not going to plan on it for necessarily even a couple of years. It's going to probably be a matter of traveling. And when I say a matter of traveling, I mean like he's, you know, traveling across the country. He might even build out a van so that he can live in the van, and then he'll camp at, like, you know, when he needs to stay at a hotel, he'll stay at a hotel or a motel, like Motel 6. It's different when a man does it. He's more rational, he plans for it. But actually living in your fucking car, no. That's no way to live. And as you can see, she doesn't have a proper father figure in her life. She said that she told her mother she was going to do this, and then she just took off. That should have told you right then and there that she doesn't have good sense of boundaries and danger. For example, a father would explain to her the reasons why she would not want to do this. Back when I was homeless living in my car, I ran into some serious danger back in the old days. I mean, I almost got carjacked once or twice. Carjacked. Where people go around checking, trying to open up cars. It was downright psychotic. And the cops don't really give a damn, to be honest with you. It's every man for himself. You think a little girl like this, and yeah, I'm calling her a little girl. You think a petite little girl like this is going to put up a fight when a couple of strangers break her window open and haul her out of the vehicle? You've got to be kidding me. Homelessness is a horrible thing. Homelessness is not fun. It's not cute. It's not pretty. It's a joke. And if she had a proper father in her life, she would never have been doing something. She would never have done something as stupid as this willingly. And this isn't a temporary thing. This is a lifestyle choice that she has made where she actively lives in her car. When you live in your car, you don't always have a place to piss, a place to shit. You get sick sometimes. When you get sick, it's really hard. What happens when you get the stomach flu and you live in your car? Yeah, that's no fun. You might say, well, I could just check into a motel and ride it out there. Then you're paying like $60 a night to stay at a motel. If you have to stay a week, you've just depleted so much cash, it's ridiculous. When you're living in your car, you're also spending a lot of money on gas. Yes, you heard me. Gas. GAS. you're constantly spending more and more money on gas because you're constantly moving around. Living in your car is no fun. It's no fun. People think that it's fun. It's no fun. And people are always watching you. You feel like people are always watching you because they are. There's also legal issues when you live in your car. In certain places, you cannot live in your car. So, definitely in certain places in California, it's not legal to live in your car. You can't do it. You can't park on a public street and live in your car. So she is so full of shit. She might be getting away with it, but don't think that what she's doing is rational, coherent, or logical, reasonable, or even legal.
If you're an adult, just be smart, be responsible, remember everything that I've taught you, and oh my gosh, she is, of course, she's a mom. She was worried, she was freaking out, but I packed up my car and I left, you know? I left. Then, by the time that I got to California, mind you, but I had spent money on like gas getting there and everything, but by the time that I actually got there, I had $300 in my bank account. Like, that was it. And I just kind of had to make it work. Like, it was, you know, gonna be whatever happened was gonna happen.
Oh my God. Whatever happened was going to happen. Guys, did you hear what she said? Whatever happened was going to happen. I had $300 in my bank account. Whatever happened was going to happen. Holy shit. Holy shit. Guys, holy shit. She had $300 left in her bank account. After spending money on gas and travel, she had $300 left in her bank account. When I moved halfway across the country, because I did travel for a while, and I'll tell you guys something. Traveling halfway across the country, it costs lots of money, and anyone in their right mind is not going to just take a nap in their car and then keep on going. Some people do sleep at rest stations. You pull over, you take a nap at a rest station, you keep driving. That is something that you do part of your trip, but you don't just spend the entire trip sleeping at rest stations. And rest stations are essentially these places on the interstate that you can pull into, and there's usually like a McDonald's or a restaurant. They're usually pretty big, and they're places that and you can get gas. They're usually places that travelers stop at, and I usually love stopping at them. And people, trucks stop there as well. They have special areas for trucks, but that's no way to live. You could end up getting killed in places like this. And I'm looking at her face right now thinking to myself, this is what happens when you don't have a father in your life. There's just so much. I'm looking at this girl and I'm thinking, my gosh, all I can do is shake my head because she is so irrational. She is so irrational, and I've been there. And being a guy I'm not a small guy. I'm about 6 feet tall. And being a guy my size who can take care of himself, I'm not stupid enough to think that I can just live in my car forever. There was a lot of dangers to doing it. Living in even decent areas, there was a lot of dangers to doing it. And this woman is totally out of her firm mind. You know, someone said in the comments that a woman needs a man like a fish needs the sea. It's the absolute truth. Because when they don't have a man in their life, they do things like this. They become endless wanderers and they don't know where to go. And when they don't have guidance, they end up doing things like living in their car and thinking, hey, it's cool.
You know, I felt confident enough that I could figure something out. I could do this. I ended up renting half of a room in a house with three other people, and my job was transferred, so that was nice. Moving to a new city or a new state, it was amazing. It was great. Like, every little thing was an adventure because there were new restaurants, new bars, a new environment. I was so close to the beach. Like, everything was so exciting. And it lasted for a while until I fell into another routine and everything just kind of seemed the same. I think that's kind of, you know, the problem with millennials or our generation, whatever you want to call it, and maybe not even just that generation, with a lot of people. It's instant gratification. We want something, we want it now, we don't want to wait for it. And the problem with that is like, you may be able to get what you want now and fast, but the feeling of feeling satisfied when that happens, it's gonna wear off. And that's what happened with me. Since I was feeling kind of lost again and unsure of, you know, life, I decided that maybe it was time to get back into school, really buckle down and figure out what it was that I was going to do as far as a career. So I...
Guys, do you really hear what she's saying? She was going back to... So she got into a routine, she got what she wanted, and she got bored. She got bored! Bored! So then she starts thinking about going back to school, because she's still bored. Didn't work for her the first time. She was bored when she went the first time. But she figured maybe she'll go back into school, buckle down, and she'll find something that doesn't make her so bored. Bored. This is a woman for you. Nothing is ever enough for them. Stability is not enough for them. Why do you think she lives in her car? Because she loves the instability of it.
I enrolled in school, and so I was going part-time, and I still had my two jobs, so it was kind of, that was my new schedule. And it was good because I felt like I was being more productive and I was getting things accomplished. However, it still didn't fix my problem. It was kind of just making me so busy that I couldn't even think about my problem anymore, but it didn't fix anything. Because of this new schedule,
so she has a lot of nerve. A moment ago, she talks about millennials and instant gratification and how we have a problem with instant gratification where we want it immediately, but the feeling wears off. So what does she do? She enrolls in school, and then she enrolls in school, but that doesn't take care of the problem for her. It just makes her so busy that she can't do anything else, so she can't really focus on the problem that she's constantly bored. Guys, do you hear this? This is the type of woman that you're going to be putting up with. A woman you get into a relationship with, and as soon as she feels bored, she's going to want to move on to the next one. She's going to want to meet someone else. She's going to want to try to do something else. No matter what life you give her, you can give her the perfect life. Give her a big house. Give her a car. Give her the diamond ring. Give her the dog. Give her everything. And she is going to get bored. And when she gets bored, she's going to want excitement. And when she wants excitement, she's going to rip her life and your life apart just for the sake of getting that excitement. If she was actually serious about anything, if she was serious when she said that she realizes that millennials want instant gratification, she would have stuck it out in school. She would have found a program that worked for her. She could have become a nurse. Fuck, she could have become a doctor. She could have done something else, but it takes time to get anything of value. But what does she do? She decides that she does not have the fortitude. I guess that's not the right word for a woman. She does not have the perseverance to actually stick it out. She can't stick out school, even though she talks about instant gratification. Like she figured that by going back to school, she'd somehow land in her dream job that would give her adventure. She's gotta be fucking kidding me.
I would literally leave my house like 5 or 6 in the morning, sometimes even earlier, and then I wouldn't get back until 11 p.m. or later. And so I just started to really resent my new schedule, and just because I felt like I was working, and I was working a lot, and I was making decent money. You know, it wasn't like these were, you know, minimum wage jobs. Like, they were good jobs. The only thing was is that all of the money that I was making, I had to use it to pay, you know, a whole bunch of bills, and one of the biggest bills being rent. And I was just...
One of the biggest bills being rent. Man, look at that face. I want you to see, look at that face. That face. I'm so glad that I was able to pause on this frame, because that's, you can see that face. This face, it's such a shiesty face where you're just thinking, hey, women will do that. This is such a horrible face. We've seen that face before. That face where she feels like she could pull one over, even if she's pulling it over on herself. She thinks she's going to pull it over on life. I could save all this money by living in my car. Guys, rape does happen in this world. She doesn't talk about the fact that she is at risk of being raped. She is at risk of being raped living in her car this way. It's a tiny little woman. She's a very small girl. And she's living in her car. Someone sees her getting into her car and sleeping in her car. The wrong person sees that. And then, you know, she's the type that parks in like a in an area where there's no one really around. So there's no one to come to her rescue if someone tries to rape her. If someone tried to rape her, no one can come to her rescue. She'd have to be quiet. She'd get raped and then hope that the person doesn't kill her afterwards. We have to be honest and realistic right now. There's no rape culture in the United States. That's a complete lie. It's hogwash, it's propaganda perpetuated by the feminist. But rape does happen. It happens when you have bastards, the bastards of single mothers usually, who do these things. Now, on another note, is anyone else thinking about how badly she probably smells? Because how often does she actually wash her ass? She's talked about it, that she goes to the gym. She has a gym membership. And she goes to different gyms or different places that have showers. So she'll take a shower there. And when she gets cleaned up in the morning, like she'll go to work. She'll get cleaned up in the bathroom. So she'll put on her makeup and wash her face. A lot of times she doesn't really put on a lot of makeup though. But she'll wash her face in the bathroom. She'll clean her teeth in the bathroom. And she doesn't like, and you know what's funny? Like, she does it right in the bathroom. Like, it's not like a single bathroom. It's a bathroom that people are coming into. So she doesn't even give a fuck that people are watching her do this stuff. Like, why the fuck haven't you washed your mouth, you know, at home? Why didn't you do this stuff at home? It's gross. It is gross. The stuff that she should be doing, you know, at home, she's doing here. I mean, even when I was homeless, there were places that I would go to, you know, that had a setup for homeless people, and I try to stay as clean as I possibly could, you know, brush my teeth in a proper bathroom, take a shower. I tried to actually do these things every single day. It wasn't easy, and there were some days that I smelled like shit, but I tried my best. She's living in a car. She's working two jobs, and she's definitely not showering every day. She's not staying clean every day. So my question is, how the hell does she not smell like shit? Think about that one very carefully.
Like, man, this is really frustrating because I'm never even there. I am paying so much money for a place that I don't even live in. Like, I really don't even live here.
Welcome to America. Do you know how many people, that's the average person. The average person doesn't get to spend a lot of time at home. I mean, I used to think about it. I would work 8-9 hours a day. And between the time that it took to get to work and get to work and then come home from work. And then the time that I was busy doing other things, I was barely ever at home. I was only at home maybe a few hours when I was sleeping and a few hours of leisure here and there. And I didn't really have much leisure time. That's how it is for the average person. When you're a busy person, when you have a life, your home is the place that you go to rest. It's not the place that you spend all your time necessarily. Your home is the place you go to rest. There's a difference between your home and your car. They're not the same. And trying to say, I made my home into my car, or my car into my home, is bullshit. It's essentially, no, you wanted to have as much money as you could to waste it on as much junk as you could.
And it would just, you know, eat away at me a little bit, but...
Eat away at me a little bit? Who the hell does she... I mean, like, seriously... A moment ago, she was talking about how shitty the millennials are, and then here you have the perfect example of why millennials are shitty. Instant gratification. Instant gratification. She wanted to instantly have her cake and eat it too. She hated the fact that she had to use the money to actually pay her rent and bills. instant gratification. And it ate away at her that she had to be an adult? Come on!
I just felt like everybody needs a place to live. Everybody needs a place to sleep, right? Like, what can I do? And so that kind of set me on this mission to find a way to make more money and to spend less money. And trust me, living in a car was not my first choice. At this point, it wasn't even an option. It hadn't even crossed my mind. I had started to kind of do things like, I tried dumpster diving, I tried, you know, taking like online surveys for money, I tried donating plasma for money, like I tried all kinds of stuff. And
oh my god, wait, did she say that she was dumpster diving? Did she say she was dumpster diving? I heard her say she was donating plasma. Let me back up a little bit. What the fuck?
Car was not my first choice. At this point, it wasn't even an option. It hadn't even crossed my mind. I had started to kind of do things like, I tried dumpster diving, I tried, you know, taking like online surveys for money.
Guys, this is sick. Holy cow. It was money. It wasn't. I called it. I called that shit. I called it. It was money. I started dumpster diving. Dumpster diving, guys. Dumpster diving. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. She's. Oh god. What the fuck? Oh shit. I did not watch this video prior to making this. Oh my god. Dumpster diving? Guys, dumpster diving. Like seriously, this is the generation of millennial women that we have to deal with. This is how greedy they are. She started dumpster diving, taking online surveys. She said donating plasma. In other words, she was selling her blood. When I was homeless, I donated plasma, but that was because I was homeless. That's because I needed money. In fact, I sold plasma so that I could pay rent. I'm actually wrong. I didn't start selling plasma, selling blood, until after I got a place to live. And I was selling blood so that I could actually afford to pay my rent. I was selling blood so I could pay my rent because I never wanted to be homeless again. This woman was not homeless. She was working two jobs, but she wanted more money so that she could buy more shit. Oh my god. You know, she probably has a storage unit somewhere where she stores all of her shit. She probably doesn't talk. She probably has a storage unit somewhere where she stores all of her shit. Where she just piles up endless and endless amounts of shit. There's no way that she's living so simple. She has tons of shit, but she probably has a storage unit somewhere where she piles up all of her shit.
I tried donating plasma for money. Like, I tried all kinds of stuff, and nothing really worked out and, you know, felt like it was worthwhile. So I, you know, was back to this place where I was just really frustrated with the fact that all this money I was making, I didn't even really get to touch, and there had to be an answer. There had to be something I could do about it.
Homelessness is never the fucking answer.
So just kind of armed with that in my brain, I would, you know, go to work every day and just think about it, just dwell on that. And then this is when it kind of started to manifest itself into the car thing, because one of the jobs that I had was at a lab, and in the restrooms at the lab, it was like a huge locker room setup. Like, they had lockers, they had showers, they had, you know, all this stuff. And I was in school, so the school had a locker room which had lockers and showers and, you know, all that stuff.
Do you see how she starts? Look at that face. Look at that face. She starts getting the idea. Hey, I could live off other people and then keep all this money and spend it on useless shit. Look at that face. Look at that face. What is she doing, guys? So basically, instead of actually being a normal human being and having a place to live where she can wash her ass on a daily basis, she starts figuring she can just use the facilities of someone else. I mean, this is not frugal living. Frugal living is a little bit different. There's a difference between being frugal and being downright a user.
So, I was just, you know, kind of thinking, if I really wanted to, like, I could shower here, and I could technically sleep in my car, right? Because I'm only in it from, like, 11 p.m. till 5 or 6 a.m. Who would really notice? And I guarantee you, like, as soon as that thought popped into my head, I was like, no, no, don't think that. That's crazy. Nobody does that. It's dangerous. It's scary. You shouldn't even be thinking this. What's wrong with you? And
yet here we are. Here we are. As she tells us her story of how she ended up living in a car. You see, sometimes you should listen to that voice. Should you listen to that little voice that tells you that you're doing something really dumb?
I tried to just put it out of my head, but the more I tried other stuff and it wasn't working out, this thought became a little bit more relatable and a little bit more to the top of the list of things to try. And then a key turning point in this whole thing happened. At the end of December of 2013, the roommates that I had been living with and I decided that we were going to go our separate ways. So at that point, I have three options. I could move back to my hometown and kind of start over there. I could try and get new roommates and rent a house or an apartment, or I could move into my car. It just seemed like a now or never kind of thing. Like, why not just try it? You know, because if I do and it works out, I could save a lot of money, like a lot of money. So I was like, you know what? I'm gonna go for it. I'm gonna try it, and if I don't like it, I'll deal with it later. But I've gotta at least try it because I've been thinking about it for so long that what if it works out? That's actually how I spent my New Year's Eve of 2013 going into 2014. All of New Year's Eve, the like day and night, I pretty much spent going through all of my belongings and getting rid of a bunch of stuff, making countless trips to Goodwill to make sure that what I was gonna keep actually fit in my car. And so I filled up my car, I got in, and I drove off. And I ended up sleeping at a movie theater. And I woke up in the morning, January 1st of 2014, and I had done it. I had done it. I had spent my first night in my car, and I woke up and was like, wow, I can't believe that I actually just did that. Am I really gonna continue to do this? You know, it's kind of like a little shocking. At least it was for me. I was like, I don't know, but I think this is gonna be okay because, I don't know, I mean, the first night was definitely the hardest, but it was over. You know, I had done it, and I just had to make sure that I was careful and that I tried my best, and I just had to figure it out. I couldn't spend time, you know, dwelling on the negative and thinking of all these crazy things that could happen. I just had to do my best to make it work. After figuring out all the basics, like where I was gonna shower, eat, sleep, what I was gonna eat, where I was gonna park, all of that stuff, it became really easy.
In none of these videos does she ever talk about where she pisses and shits. Doesn't talk about these things. If you're a guy, you can maybe piss in a bottle. And let me tell you, pissing a bottle isn't always as easy as it looks. And sometimes if you're not careful, you can piss on yourself and get that bottle of piss all over you. Yeah, it does happen. So, she's a girl. Where is she taking a piss? When everything's closed, where is she taking a piss? At midnight, when she's parked in a parking lot somewhere, where is she taking a piss? She's taking a piss next to the car, guys. She's taking a piss next to the car or by some bushes. She's a net. Oh my gosh. She is so full of shit. Speaking of taking a shit, speaking of being full of shit, where does she shit? Guys, she is shitting on the road. You think I'm joking? Ask yourself, when you have to shit, because we've seen her actually, like, you know, get ready for bed and like make dinner. Sometimes you have to take a shit late at night, all right? Doesn't matter if you're a guy or a girl. Sometimes you gotta take a shit late at night. Where does she go when she has to take a shit late at night? She's shitting on the side of the road. What's she gonna say? Well, I shit in a plastic bag. God. Oh my God. And God forbid if she's actually shitting in the car. Oh my God.
It's just the beginning is probably the hardest part because you're having to figure all that stuff out.
Guys, I know you think she's cute. Don't date this girl. Don't date this girl. Oh my God. Can you imagine her breath? Can you I mean, seriously, she does not. Oh my gosh. She doesn't wash her mud hole on a daily basis either. Don't date this girl. Don't date this girl. Oh my God.
But like I said, once that was all down, then it was kind of a piece of cake from there. You kind of just got to do the same things over and over again. I had successfully been doing this for about 4 months when one of my jobs had paid vacation days, and it was kind of one of those things where they don't really accumulate into like the next year, so you kind of have to use them or lose them. And I was like, man, what am I gonna do with paid vacation? Because I don't have a house where I can just chill and watch TV at, you know? Like, I don't want to just spend all day in my car, so like, what am I gonna do? I ended up taking like 9 days off of work, and I took this huge road trip to like Montana, Idaho, Washington, Oregon, Northern California, kind of all that area, and wow. I had been to a national park before, but I don't know, kind of this trip just, I saw so many incredible things, and the worst part was that I only had 9 days, so I didn't get to see, you know, everything. I didn't.
Now, guys, I want you to understand something very carefully. She started living in her car and pondering living in her car long before she started taking trips. Her initial reason for living in her car was because she didn't want to spend all of her money on rent. You heard me. She didn't want to spend all of her money on rent. Well, if you're worried about spending your money on rent, then what are you using it for? Because she wasn't using it for trips before. This is the reason why I say that I'm betting you she has a storage unit where she stocks all of her shit. She still buys clothing. She still buys tons and tons of shit. Useless shit that she keeps in a storage locker. I shit you not.
Just so much that I wanted to do that I wasn't able to accomplish. And so then I got back to San Diego, you know, because I had to show up for work, and I, you know, fell back into my routine, but I just, I couldn't. I wasn't the same after that. I just wasn't. I kept daydreaming about, you know, being out in nature and just exploring and seeing new things, meeting new people, and kind of living a different life than what I was living. And so that road trip just really changed me as a person. Then that's when I decided that what I really wanted to do was go traveling for like 6 months. So I wanted to just continue to work as much as possible and save up as much money as I could and take another break from school so that I could go traveling for 6 months with no real agenda, no real plan other than to just see all that I can see and just really live it up. And I figured after this 6 month travel stint that I would feel content, I would feel satiated to the point where I could get back to real life essentially, because
oh my gosh. Guys, do you see why our generation of millennials are fucked? They can't sit down and commit to anything. Millennial women can't commit to anything. I see comments where people are saying she's 18. This woman is not 18, guys. This woman is into her 20s. She was talking about back in 2012 when she moved to San Diego, some crap like that. This woman is at least 22, maybe 23 or 24. She's not that young. She looks young. All Asians look young. And that's assuming she's Asian, because she could also be like Mexican Asian. I don't know. But, yeah, she, don't believe her, all right? She is full of crap. She is so full of crap. She made the decision to live in her car so that she can keep all of her money and use it to go on vacations. This is what women want. They want to go on nonstop vacations. They want to buy nonstop endless amounts of shit. Because she was living in her car for 4 months before she actually started traveling. So this is something that she wanted to do beforehand. She wanted to have as much money to herself so that she could do pretty much anything she wanted to do with that money. It's funny how men are different. Men will actually ensure that they have money put aside before they get married so that they can take care of themselves and more so their spouse. Women are so irresponsible that they don't think ahead for the future. They think of instant gratification. She talked about instant gratification being a problem with millennials earlier in the video. Really early into the video, she talks about instant gratification being a problem with millennials, being a problem with her. And then notice she can't commit to anything. And we're literally about to hear her say she took a 6-month trip, figuring that after 6 months, you know, she'd get it out of her system. This is going to be the woman who has absolutely no savings. She'll have no, guys, this traveler girl will have no savings, nothing to show to her name, nothing to show at the end of all of this. When she hits the wall, she's in her 30s, maybe even her 40s, and she realizes, yeah, I had fun, I traveled, but now I want to settle down. And I want a man, and I want a baby. You know, I remember the video that I watched that I showed you guys, that Blonde in the Belly of the Beast made, where she said that our generation of women, millennial women, have nothing to offer men. Our generation of women have nothing to offer. They have literally nothing to offer. She will have nothing to offer a man. Nothing to offer a man. Intelligence? Nope. Sex? Come on. Personality? After living this lifestyle, you can't even trust being in a relationship with her, because at any given time, she may want to pick up and leave. This is the generation that we have. She will have nothing of value. Nothing of value to offer. She will be an old woman with absolutely no money in the bank. And no game plan. But hey, at least she had fun when she was young, right? While men are out there saving their small amounts of money. I said this was going to happen. I said this about millennial men. I said that men are going to go their own way. Even if we're working our shit jobs making $10 an hour, we are going to save our $10 an hour. We're not going to burn it all out. Unlike these women who are going to burn that shit down. They're going to burn it all out. And in the end, after they burn through everything, they're going to want to find a man to take care of them. When Uncle Sam won't take care of them anymore, Trump is cutting all of that shit. He's cutting all of that. When they won't be able to rely on the government, they're going to want a man. And that's why I said you're going to have a lot of homeless women, because they are so greedy. She's doing this because she's greedy. There's a big instance of greed and instant gratification here. She wants to have endless amounts of fun. She wants her life to be one big adventure. People work and save for years so that they can take those trips. Part of life is actually working towards a vacation, not making life into one big vacation. Because when this is all over, and trust me, it will end at some point, she's going to want a man to clean up her mess.
This traveling was basically like a long vacation. And so I was going to come back and set myself on a career path and get a job and kind of be more secure and provide myself some stability, because life can't be all travel and adventure and fun, right? But what if it can? And that was kind of the new thought that was gonna...
Life can't be all adventure, fun, and travel, but what if it can? The most narcissistic words ever spoken. the most narcissistic words ever spoken. It's one thing if your job is to go on, is to travel. For example, there are people who make that into a job where they are photographers. They travel, they take pictures, they actually do things. They create stock footage. They're journalists. Here's the funny thing about these people. The same people who spend all their time traveling, a good part of that time they're spending editing stock footage or creating, basically they're still working. They make their passion their job. But that's not what she's doing. She hasn't made her passion into her job. I haven't heard anything about her learning how to make money as she travels. She just wants to have endless amounts of fun. And at some point, when shit hits the fan, she will find herself completely fucked. Because if you don't have any type of stability, no type of stability whatsoever, when shit hits the fan, let's say the economy tanks again, she loses her job or jobs. That can happen. And she can't find another one. What does she do? Her car starts to run out of gas. What does she do? Run back home to mom? Well, it was a great adventure. Now it's time to look for a man. Because she's so old that she doesn't want to go back to school. Or it doesn't make any sense anymore. So what does she do? Well, time to look for a man who will now basically subsidize her living. A lot of times what she'll probably do, she'll probably look for a man who will basically pay for her trips. Pay for her so that she can continue going on her adventures. If you can see me right now, I'm just like shaking my head. I'm doing the head shake right now.
Leg my mind. And I figured, let it be. I'll deal with it later. But for now, let's just go on the 6 month trip. So that's what I did. I went traveling for 6 months, and this trip was super exciting because it was the first time that I had met a van dweller, and it was, I don't know, I was blown away because granted they weren't even living in a converted van. They were living in a regular van and they had just kind of took the seats out and they had some stuff in it, and it was just really inspiring. And so the first person that I met that lived kind of like in a vehicle happened to be a van dweller, and I did after that meet some people who lived in cars, who lived in RVs, who lived in motorhomes, who just had camper trailers, who had truck campers, and I was just like, oh my goodness, this is like a whole nother world out there. And there were just so many people doing what I was thinking about, like how to make a traveling lifestyle feasible, because most of these people had been on the road at least a year, if not a couple of years. So it was really amazing to see, because it wasn't this unattainable dream anymore.
Unattainable dream. Okay. You know, I'll put it this way. Just because there are many turds floating around a bowl doesn't change the fact that they're all turds.
It wasn't something you see in movies or read about in books. It was real life, everyday people.
See in movies and read about in books? Being a hobo? You've got to be fucking kidding me.
People right in front of me doing what I wanted to do. It was everything that I needed to provide that extra motivation to do this, to commit myself to a lifestyle of travel and to just make it work. It was everything. And so I got in my tent that night and I was thinking, if I'm gonna do this and I'm gonna do this for real and I'm gonna do this for a while, I've got to be a little smarter. I can't just wing it. I have to plan it a little bit. I wanted to get a bigger vehicle and I wanted to finish school. And it just so happened that my family had a Jeep in their possession and I still had the Lancer. And for what we were both looking for in terms of vehicles, it would work out perfectly if we just switched. So they ended up with the Lancer, I ended up with the Jeep, and I moved into the Jeep because I didn't have enough money to buy a van right then and there. I was definitely going to have to, work again and save up a lot of money to buy this van. So the Jeep was bigger than the Lancer. It was no van, but it was bigger than the Lancer.
Alright, so guys, she was living in a tiny, little, cramped car for about a year. Cramped little car for about a year. She was living in a Lancer. A Lancer. Okay? And that's just a small car. It's a small car, guys. Then she ended up moving into a Jeep after about a year, it sounds, because she had gone on her 6-month trip, and then, but before that she was living in the car for about 4 months, and we don't know how much time happened after that 6-month trip when she actually got the Jeep. So I'm actually like scratching my head on this whole thing. Like it's downright sickening. And again, she doesn't mention a father. She mentions her mother. So she doesn't have a father in her life. If she had a father in her life, this type of shit would not be happening. Oh my gosh. Wow.
I was like, yes, if you're offering, I'm down, let's switch, let's do this. In order for me to finish as fast as I possibly could for school, I was gonna have to go not only full-time, but I was gonna have to take 18 credit hours a semester. So I was gonna take 6 classes a semester along with my 2 jobs that I was working. I just really needed to take this seriously and get to work. And this was me getting to work, was basically saying goodbye social life, goodbye family and friends, goodbye any other activity other than making money and studying and trying to get good grades. The only problem with that is that I was good on like social activities. Like I didn't feel the need to go out to eat, to go out to bars, or you know, go hang out, nothing like that. But what I did feel the need to do was to take road trips. I couldn't just stay in one place. So coming back to my hometown and working 2 jobs, going to school, converting a van, and setting up a YouTube channel, this has all kind of just been like a precursor for what's to come and the stuff that I really want to do. For me, that means full-time van dwelling, full-time travel, and just lots of exciting changes. But I definitely wanted to share it. And so that's kind of what this is. That's how I've ended up here, and I hope you guys enjoyed the story, and I will see y'all next time.
So, yeah. Feminism has turned women into people who have very little value and very little to offer the world. She has very little to offer the world. She talked about going to school full-time. However, she doesn't talk about graduating, and it sounds like she's still going to community college. Again, I'm really scratching my head on this one. I mean, wow. You can just really realize that women, this generation of women, have nothing to offer the world. They have nothing to offer the world, and they are less prepared for the world than their mothers were. I mean, they have no social security. Social security was something that, it was a safety net. These women don't have social security. There's no social security. There will be no pension. There will be nothing. They're not in relationships with men, and many of them are just miserable to be in a relationship with. A lot of these women are going to end up in FEMA camps. We're going to have literally FEMA camp setups in the future where they're going to have women. Okay? It's not a joke. Section 8 is coming to an end. All of these things are coming to an end. To an end. All right? Tough love is coming. And people don't seem to see it. This girl, I'm just like thinking to myself, I'm blown away after watching this video, because again, she wanted instant gratification. She wants to have nothing but fun. She wants an endless amount of fun. She just wants to keep having fun. You know the song, Girls Just Want to Have Fun? That's all they want to do. They just want to keep having fun. They want to keep traveling. They want to keep doing tons and tons of needless amounts of shit in their life. They want to keep wandering endlessly. They want to have fun, but they don't want to actually think about the other things that come with life. And here's the funny thing. She said that she's going to school, but what's she really going to school for? Okay, so when she graduates, it doesn't sound like she's going to go and get a job, get a real job, or actually settle down. She's going to keep doing this. She will have nothing of value to show for it. She's not saving any money. She's not saving for the future. And she's a rolling stone. That's exactly what she is. She is a Rolling Stone. The war hat said 3:20 a.m. South California. You know, this is something that T9J just said in the comments section. She goes to school, works two jobs, she gives up social life, but she's still gesticulating and talking alone in her van. Guys, look at that. Look at that. She has she's going to only end up with student with tons of student loans and student debt. Tons of debt and nothing to show for it. Damon X in the comments says she's going to take travel studies. Benjamin Lopez says Trump and dump. Like, guys, only an idiot, someone out of their mind, would actually get into a long-term relationship with a woman like this. By the way, guys, we hit 144 viewers. I was not even paying attention. Why the hell are there 144 people watching this podcast? 144 people. Holy cow. 104. We had 144 people watching the podcast. Guys, don't you have jobs? Shouldn't you be at work right now? Are you listening to this podcast at work? Are you listening to this podcast at work? Because if you are, keep it up. I want to know what you guys think. That as feminism continues to range, as feminism continues to destroy lives, you're going to see more and more women living in their cars. And it's going to be all thanks to feminism, which has destroyed the family, which has destroyed the home, which has destroyed any logic, any rationality. You're going to have more and more women literally living like this because they don't know how to survive and stand on their own two feet anymore. With that said, if you enjoy the video, I want to just remind you guys that you can head over to my YouTube homepage.
Hey guys, just remember that if you have a video request and a topic you'd like me to discuss, you can send me a donation with your topic by visiting my homepage, clicking on the PayPal link.
And another thing is that never miss another Angry MGTOW video by clicking on the little notification button next to the subscribe button below any video. So just always click on the notification button and then you can click on send me all notifications for this channel and then hit save. If you've done it already, you don't have to do it again. This will ensure that you will always get notifications when I put out a new video or whenever I'm live streaming. So never miss another notification ever again. But guys, I want to know what you think. I really want to know what you think. If you agree that we're going to see a significant amount of women living in their cars and entering poverty as Section 8 disappears, as government benefits, government subsidiaries disappear. I want to know what you guys think. If you like the video, please hit the like button. Please subscribe. And if you like the video, share the video. And just remember that all roads lead to MGTOW or death. And cheers.